Thank you for coming to our graduation. Let's see what we got here. We're going to open up with a song, To God Be the Glory. And I think you all know that one, right? Yeah, pretty much. Let me see if I can figure out where to start it, then we'll go. Let's see. To God be the glory,
great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
All right, now we'd like Brother Ronnie Hammett to come up. He's Jesse's youth pastor. He's going to say a few things about Jesse, hopefully all okay, and then he's going to open us up in prayer.
All right. I appreciate you all coming today, and I get a mic?
Yes, you do.
Wow. I'm going to keep this short because you're all as hot as I am. I appreciate Jesse's testimony in the youth group, and we're sure going to miss you, Jesse, sometimes, but I do appreciate him and his testimony for the Lord. The Lord has done a tremendous work in his life, and I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that later, and I'm honored to be here today. Why don't we go ahead and start the graduation in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this special day. We thank you for Jesse's accomplishment. And I do ask, Father, that you would put your hand of blessing upon his life. I pray that you'd help him to follow you in all that he does, Lord, and the decisions that he makes to honor you and to put you first. I pray, Father, that you would use him in a tremendous way in his life. We thank you for this special day. We pray that you'd be with this ceremony, Lord, that your name would be honored, glorified, and lifted up. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we also asked some of Jesse's friends to say something. Kevin. Yeah. And Jesse says, uh-oh. Here you go.
Yeah.
Well, when I was asked to say something about my best friend this graduation, I really didn't know what to say. I said, sure. And thought about it. And, well, here it goes. Jesse's been the best friend I ever had. Best friend I could ever ask for. He was always willing to take the next step, but he was never willing to compromise. He was always outgoing. I mean, if you look around you, all these people here, Jesse has touched our lives one way or another. He stuck by me even when it was inconvenient for him. And, it was just something I wanted to say to you guys. When you graduate, I just hope that you'll have the courage to do what you believe is right. Integrity to take the consequences when you're wrong. And grace to get up and keep going when you're falling. But you don't have to do it alone. You have the rest of your friends. I'll always be here.
Alright, I don't know, is Ben Davies around? He was next on my list, but he's not here yet. We'll see if we can work that in later. Alright.
Let's see what's next.
No graduation will be complete without an award ceremony, right? So that's what we're going to do, an award ceremony. Just like any good graduation, we have an award presentation, but to start that out, on behalf of this year's graduating class and the entire school alumni, which is actually all present today, I would like to take this opportunity to recognize the only teacher that's been with the school for 18 years. In fact, it's the only teacher that's ever been in this school. Her two best students are forever grateful for her time, her love, and her patience she's poured into us. Into our education and our lives. So we have a little picture of her two favorite students. That's upside down. And now it's right side up. All right, but that's not it. Now it's time for the real awards. I would ask that you hold your applause until all the awards are given, because we wouldn't want to know that some students are more popular than others. Our first award is the ABSW Award. We're pleased to announce this is the first year we've ever had this award. It's the Anything But Schoolwork Award. It's given to the student who shows the most dedication, the most creativity, and finding anything to do to get out of schoolwork. because this is the first year it's ever been awarded, we opened it up not just to current students, but to also all the alumni. So before we announce the winner, we would like to recognize the runner-up, just to let them know how close they got and still failed. We want everyone to know that they tried their hardest and just didn't make it. So the runner-up for the ABS award is Tim Lytle. I should have seen that coming. The winner is Jesse Lytle. To commemorate this great achievement in your life, here's the top 10 list of excuses. But before I give it to you, I'm going to read them. Number 10, I can't do school. I'm in Panama. Number 9, I have to practice for Allstate. Number 8, I'm sleeping. Number 7, the reason why he can't do school is I can't do school. I'm in Korea. Number 6, I have to memorize my lines for the play. Number 5, Tim has me doing puppet stuff. It's his fault. Number 4, I can't do schoolwork. I'm in the Czech Republic. Number 3, I have to work. Number 2, I'm building a insert project here. And the number 1 reason not to do schoolwork is schoolwork? I'm done. It's time for the Favorite Son Award. I'd like it to be known right off the top that I totally disagree with this award. I just don't think it should be given. Just because one son comes home from work, where he cuts flowers, and he brings a bouquet of flowers that he cut at work, and he walks in and says to his elder brother, guess who's the favorite son tonight? That doesn't mean he should get an award. So I'm on record saying I disagree with this award being given. And the winner of the Favorite Son Award is Jesse. And for that, you get nothing. I hope you're happy, favorite son. Now, one of the most coveted awards at our school is the next one. We always have prided ourselves on our delicate balance of academics and athletics. The next award is an example of the serious emphasis we put on athletics. Celebrating the ancient Chinese discipline, we award the Ping Pong Award to the student showing the greatest mastery of table tennis. This year, the award goes to Jesse. Now, he gets the cherished broken ping pong paddle. Here. Now someone else can win. The Aspiring Spy Award also goes to Jesse. It's in recognition of the time he tried to pick the EBA school office lock with a toothpick. No, he wasn't trying to do anything bad. We just needed to get in there. I would have used the key, but that option sort of got taken away after he got the toothpick stuck in the lock. On the positive side, though, he did meet a really, really nice locksmith. We were going to give him a toothpick, but we figured that'd be dangerous. The Rip Van Winkle Award is awarded to the student that can sleep almost anywhere under any circumstance and ignore any interruption. There was no contest here. The winner was clear. He exhibits the unique ability to wake up tired because he slept too long and then take a nap. Also unique to this individual is being able to convincingly say, "Yes, Mom, I'm up," while actually being asleep. This year's winner of the Rip Van Winkle Award and this pillow is Jesse Lytle. All right. The last award is the one that means a lot to me. I don't see Jesse as just a little brother as much as I consider him a best friend. I guess older brothers are supposed to be embarrassed by their little brothers always hanging around them, but I'm not. The feeling might not be mutual, though. I don't know. So the next and last award is for being a great brother. Number one kid. So here you go. It's not a 6-foot trophy, but it'll fit better in your room. All right, let's see what I got here next on the schedule. Mrs. Gonzalez. Ah, there she is. Mrs. Gonzalez was one of Jesse's teachers and directed a lot of the plays that he was in. So,
microphone. All right, Jesse, I have this for you. This is the Sugar Glass Award. It's for you. It's sugar in a glass. Those of you that have not been to some of our plays, the very first play that we did, Jesse decided, well, Jesse's always been the kid that has come up with all kinds of neat things for every play. But the first play we did a play about Nazi Germany, and Jesse decided that what we were going to do is we were going to make sugar glass, because we wanted to do a glass, plate glass window. So he came up, he went on the internet, found this wonderful recipe for sugar glass. The first time he made it, didn't turn out. The second time he made it, it turned out perfect. And we were so excited and it turned out great. But then of course we had to break it, so we had to do it again. The third time he made it was the night of the play. Well, he made it and it turned out this beautiful milky color white. Well, it wasn't perfect, but that was okay. We decided we were going to use it anyway, and he put it up, and we had it up in front of the whole thing. And when we went by and somebody went to smash it, like it was supposed to be smashed, it didn't break. And then we had to smash it again, and it didn't break. The third time, it broke. Only it broke all over in a million little pieces. So for the whole rest of the play, everyone's going like this, walking around, and they had sugar glass on the bottom of their shoes. And Brother Ronnie, it's still, I think, in the carpet, embedded in there. We've tried to vacuum it all out and we haven't been able to get it out. But the sugar glass award goes to the kid with the best ideas for every play that we've done. Thank you for doing the plays. Thank you for being a good actor, a good sport, and I will miss you greatly.
All right, Jeshua. Jeshua's on, I think, what, two missions trip with Jesse?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
All right. Well, when I was thinking about what to say about our mission trips, me and Jesse, for those of you who don't know, actually went to two mission trips together, one to Busan, South Korea, and one to Panama. I always remember Jesse as the one who had a knack for getting himself into those experiences that are a bit less than enjoyable, but always keeping a good attitude about it. For instance, in Busan, Jesse developed a horrible case of mosquito bites. Up one arm and down the other, it looked like he had chicken pox. It was horrible. And if it were me, I would have been very irritable after those things started to itch. But Jesse kept a good spirit about him, and he was very focused. He just wanted to get out those tracks that we had in who knows how many different languages. When it came to Panama, we had an interesting experience the one day where we actually had to travel 16 hours by boat and by truck and by all types of vans and all sorts of stuff. And anyway, it seemed like it was drawing on forever and ever and ever. We were in this boat and it was pouring down, rainy and cold. But Jesse and I was a bit under the weather as far as health is concerned, but Jesse was an encouragement to me. Yeah, those of you who went know that. Anyway, Jesse was an encouragement to me because I remember him saying specifically, people would pay thousands of dollars to be able to go on an adventure like this. And I don't know if he's exactly right or not, but it reminded me that, you know, we're supposed to be having a good time. This is an interesting opportunity. So anyway, what I remember about Jesse is that he always had a positive spirit about him. He was always able to look above the situations, and I appreciated that in him.
All right, now we're going to try, me and Jesse are going to try to sing a song. We worked on it. He has, I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but he has something close to pneumonia. So how you get that in the summer, I don't know. But so we'll see how well this goes.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender, they're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals,
Come home, my child. It's the last mile you must trot. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's sweet heaven. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
All right, let's see. Rachel! Rachel's Jesse's cousin. As kids, they spent a lot of time together, so we asked her to say something here today.
Well, I haven't been around Jess too much because we've been busy with school and stuff like that, but I always remember the good times that we've had. I remember going up to Sandy Pond. That's where my grandparents live. And we would go and play in the water, and we'd find all these fun things that normally kids just, you know, pass by. We'd find them. We'd find stuff to do. And I remember we'd have sleepovers at his house, and we'd play in the pool. And we did so much stuff. We were, like, inseparable when we were kids. And even though, like, we haven't seen each other a lot and aren't as close as we ever, what we were, it's just nice to know that he's still my friend, and it's always cool to have a great cousin, and he's definitely one of the best.
Hey, usually at a graduation there's a valedictorian speech, but we didn't have one of them. Sort of. We had a valedictorian, salutatorian, and the worst performing student. All right. Jesse's going to come and give you his graduate address.
Well, 13 years have come and gone. In some aspects, it feels like a long time. In others, the time just flew by. I can still remember sitting at the kitchen table studying mathematical flashcards when I was a little kid. And it doesn't seem that long ago. But I can also remember those days in late June. I was trying to get that last pace done and just wish I would, you know, finally be able to play with my friends, but I was always the last one done. And those days just seemed to drag on forever. My parents started homeschooling me when I was 5. Over the years, I've always had the choice to go to school if I wanted, and I never did. I always enjoyed being homeschooled. It gave me the opportunities other students didn't have. If something came up during school, I'd just throw my work in my book bag and be on my way. Although I may have done this too frequently in the past few years, much to the concern of my mom, it has given me the chance to participate in ministries and activities that I wouldn't have been able to participate in if I went to school. Now, at our church, the homeschoolers and the EBA students always get an argument, which is better, homeschool or private school? The answer is neither. Although I enjoyed being homeschooled and excelled in the atmosphere, another student might find it too open and not structured enough. A few of my friends have been there. The choices between the two depend on the student. I enjoy being homeschooled, and I wouldn't change the last 13 years if I could. Now, the diploma I'll hopefully be receiving soon is the Howard Richman Diploma. Mr. Richman is the founder of the PA Homeschool Association, and they offer their own diploma program. This diploma has several more requirements than the standard homeschool diploma program. One of the more well-known requirements is the 25 books that must be read every school year. Now, I enjoy reading, so it wasn't much of a chore for me. But of all the books I've read over the past years, one book has always been on my book list. I'd like to show you some of my favorite parts. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, you may be wondering why these are some of my favorites. They paint a pretty bleak picture. But it's because of the following verses. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, but not of yourselves, as the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, growing up in church, I had heard all these verses before. I knew all of these. I knew that I had sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that I need to repent and be converted. I knew that this was only possible through faith in the promise that God so loved the world, loved it so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that I should not perish in hell, but that I could accept his gift through Jesus Christ and have eternal life with him in heaven. It's an amazing promise, and it's an amazing gift. The reason these verses are special to me is because I accepted this gift January 28, 1996. These verses can be special to you too. If you go to Emmaus High and look at the class of 2005, you'll see a variety of things. Drug abuse, murder, suicide, senseless violence, sex, lies, deceit, depression. The list goes on. But because I accepted Christ's gift, I'm different. I've been just sheltered within the arms of God, like the song Tim and I sang. I've never had to experience those things, thanks to God's grace, and I owe my life to my Savior. So I plan on giving it back to him. In the fall, I'll be attending Lehigh Valley Baptist Bible Institute and working towards my pastoral degree. And after that, I'll follow whatever God has for me.
All right, we have one more person that's going to talk about Jesse. He's a friend of mine and a friend of Jesse's, which is rather interesting that Jesse's friends are also mine. But Bobby's going to say, you come and say a few things.
How does it scare anybody else that we're surrounded by a bunch of bricks and rocks and it's really hot out? I mean, all we need is some, you know, a timer and we could be, you know, pizza baking in an oven or something. Well, you know, it's been said that you shouldn't, you know, be all school, you know, be all academics. You should have fun and have social life. And as a fellow homeschooler, they always say that this is a problem with homeschoolers. If they don't have fun, they don't have a social life. So I just like to mention two things that I was involved with Jesse with. One is fun. Every once in a while, we'd get together and have a LAN party. For those of you with gray hair, a LAN party is when you get together in a room that's about 10 foot by 12 foot, with a whole bunch of blinking lights and a couple screens, and play educational games about World War II and the intelligence agency and things like that, and then send him to go get pizza for us. And we had a lot of good times doing that, usually not too late because his mom wouldn't let us stay up too late. But we had a good time doing that. Also, another thing that, you know, for the social aspect, you know, you should be involved in community service and helping out. So, being the brother of Tim, Jesse got into puppets a little bit. And we had a good time with puppets in some bad times in Pottsville. And some people are laughing. I don't know why. But we had a good time, and Jesse always put everything he had into puppets, and he's a good puppeteer. And I was proud to serve alongside him, even if we did make fun of Tim most of the time. But one thing I appreciate about Jesse the most is he's very level-headed, at least on the outside. And he always seems to take everything and take a step back and see what's really going on. He doesn't react just out of anger. He doesn't just react hastily. He thinks about it, or at least I think he's thinking about it. Not really sure what he's thinking. You never know what Jesse's thinking. I mean, it could be thinking about what he's going to blow up next, or, you know, what bomb he's building or whatever. But it's been a good time. I had a good time with Jesse, and I just want to say congratulations. And enjoy life after school.
All right, and by Jesse's request, the four of us guys are going to sing a song for him at his graduation. Let me get this so close to us. I have no idea where to start. Give me a second while I find it out.
You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith and take up your sword. You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith if you live for the Lord.
You must put on your gloves, step in the ring, take up the banner, fight for the king. In each battle you face, remember this thought, win or lose, it matters how it was fought. You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith and take up your sword. You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith and you'll live for the Lord. There's a race to be run, not to be walked. You must run to win and count all but loss. Before you can finish, you must begin. But many start and fail to end. You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith and take up your sword. You must fight a good fight, finish your course, keep the faith if you live for the Lord. Now there'll come a day when your race will be run, your battle be over, and your fight will be done. You must keep the faith, so on that day, well done, good and faithful servant, your Savior will say, and you'll have fought a good fight, you'll have finished your course, you'll have kept the faith, and you'll lay down your sword. You'll have fought a good fight, you'll have finished your course, you'll have kept the faith, and you'll go home to live forever with the Lord.
All right. Today's commencement speaker needs, because you always need a commencement speaker, right? Today's commencement speaker needs no introduction because I'm sure you all already know me. 5 years ago, I sat and listened as my commencement address was given, and now today I'm the one giving that address. Time does really fly. At this time of year, there are many speeches given and probably few remembered. It may be the prominence of the speaker, a great statesman, a famous athlete, successful businessman, or brilliant scientist, that leaves an indelible impression on the graduating class and their guests. Or perhaps it's the power of the speech. One that rings true to the hearts of the audience, delivered by an unknown, yet remembered, not because of the stature of the speaker, but due to the substance of the speech. Today I would not presume to possess either quality, but instead would like to reference a commencement address which did. An address given some time ago, which remains memorable because it was a great speech given by a great speaker. This commencement address, this challenge, was also given to a graduating class of one. Given to a graduate who, I would assume, saw this commencement as a long time in coming. Yet I have very little doubt that at this point of transition, when he would take all that he had learned and now have to apply it, not to tests and quizzes, but to life, that in the midst of his excitement, there was fear. And that is why, as Joshua became the new leader of Israel, God said, "Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage." As you commence on a new portion of your life, the same principles are true. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. As you face life's questions, you must have a ready answer, one found in the Word of God. Thou shalt meditate therein. The Word of God does not list all of life's problems, but it does contain all of life's answers. If you are to solve each moral dilemma, each quandary, each choice, you must let the Word of God change the way you think. The tests of life cannot be passed by rote memorization. Meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It is not enough to speak the word of God. It is not enough to know the Word of God. You must live the Word of God. Pattern your life after these principles, and your way will be prosperous, and you will have good, satisfying, eternal success. However, to accomplish those three things, there is one thing that you must do. Only be thou strong and very courageous. That is the key. This kind of lifestyle choice will never be easy. It will take strength to resist the inner pull to live according to your own desires. It will take courage to stand against the outer pressure to conform to the status quo. To live a life based on the Word of God is a great goal. However, it will never be realized if it is but a passing thought, a fleeting desire, or a nice idea. To have success, you must keep the Word of God in your speech, in your thoughts, and in your actions. And to realize that goal, you must be strong and very courageous. May that be the encouragement you receive from all of us. At the end of that commencement ceremony, the people of Israel echoed God's challenge to Joshua. They encouraged him to be strong and of a good courage. Today, may we do the same for you. Be strong and very courageous. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the life you've given Jesse, both physically and spiritually. Lord, we pray as he starts this new chapter of his life that he would be strong and very courageous, that he would not seek satisfaction from the things of this world, from the things that he desires, Lord, but that he seeks satisfaction from outside of himself, Lord, that you would be what satisfies him in this life. Lord, I pray you give him wisdom. I pray you give him direction. May he walk with you. May he seek to please you in every decision, Lord. May he love you with all of his heart, all of his soul, and all of his mind. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with him and bless him, both in this life and in eternity. I pray you bless the rest of this day and bless the rest of his life. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. It's now time for what we've all been waiting for, the presentation of the diploma. And let's see how we're going to set this up. Mom, you're going to stand here, I think. And she will read what the diploma says because we know y'all don't believe he's graduated.
This is the Pennsylvania Homeschoolers Diploma Association. I'm sorry. It's certifies that Jesse Martin Lytle has met the requirements for high school graduation from a home education program in accordance with the Act of the Pennsylvania General Assembly, number 169, approved December 21st, 1988, and in recognition is awarded this diploma given this June 25th, 2005.
All right, we're going to dismiss in just a second. A couple announcements. The food, as you probably all know, is up in the pavilion over there. We do appreciate your patience here. I know it's been hot, and it will continue to be hot. Nothing I can really do about that. We're going to close in prayer for the food in just a second. We'd like to mention when you go up, check out Jesse's memory table. He has a bunch of things up there. And, yeah, there's a picture up there to sign. It's the one with all the markers next to it. And there's also his memory book, which you might want to page through this. It has, I think, about 12 pages, a bunch of photos from throughout his exciting life. So you might want to check that out, too. We do thank you for being here. We'll pray for the food in a second, and Dad, why don't you lead us in prayer?
Lord, we are grateful for the opportunity to celebrate and thank you, as you gave us. Pray you bless their lives and just strengthen them in your daily life. Thank you for each one that's been here to participate in the celebration. Pray you keep them safe. Pray you keep them healthy. And we're grateful for what you give us. Bless our food and our fellowship, and we ask in Jesus' name.